Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Performance they've had in the past.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
In the past year meant that the government was able to sell at a profit.
And finally, I mentioned that TSB is now operating partly as a separate bank from Lloyds. Will investors be able to buy shares in that at some point?
Yes, absolutely. Lloyds plans to float off TSB in the mid-2014, so actually about the same time potentially that the government could be selling the next tranche of shares in Lloyds itself. It's expected to float about half of TSB at that point, and that could well include a retail offering. People would be able to buy into that. And I guess they'll have to decide at that point which bank they would most like exposure to. I mean, the benefit potentially of TSB is that it's a very pure play on UK retail banking. Lloyds itself still, although minimal, does have this sort of investment banking arm, has a much bigger commercial banking operation. So TSB is much more sort of UK focused, retail banking focused. At the moment, that seems quite popular with investors.
Thank you very much, Charlene. Lots